Welcome to The Basement.
Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to The Basement. I'm Jose.
I'm Dolo.
How's it going, dude?
What up?
It's Friday, bro.
Word. Ah, doesn't feel like it, though.
Especially for me when, you know, I don't have a job, so it's all the same.
You're home all day?
Home all day watching shows that I have some, you know, feedback.
Really? For. What'd you watch?
So I finished the first season of Dark. The reason why I messed up on Dark was because I fell asleep.
That's how you watch shows.
So yeah, I usually either I fall asleep. Yeah, I usually fall asleep. And I fall asleep because I'm tired. Where today I was watching a show Netflix did called Carbon. Carbon Base?
Something like that.
I fell asleep on the first episode.
I saw a few episodes of it. I'm kind of like, and I want to like it, but it's not there
for me. I didn't fall asleep because I was tired. I fell asleep because it was boring.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't like, it was just like, oh, it was like, the story was overreaching and covering up with this idea of technology.
Yeah. Did you watch Push?
No, I would have saved that because I like the concept of it, but I finished, like I said, the first season of what's it called?
Dark.
Dark? You gotta watch it, bro.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Like, and again, because I fell asleep because I was tired, not engaged, you know, at first you're learning the characters, and it just gets crazy. And now it just got to like
how
a new part.
How many seasons is it? Just one season?
They just got approved for the next season.
Okay.
It's one of those.
I love Netflix.
I love that.
Netflix got approved for like 700 shows.
Oh, when you remember you asked me in the last episode what country? It's the Germans.
Da?
Da. Huh? Isn't that the Russians that go da, you idiot? Oh, man.
You seem to know so much. Are you a spy?
You heard about the pardon that this guy had for Trump did for that sailor guy?
What?
So some Navy guy was caught taking pictures of classified areas on a nuclear ship, and he was jailed. And his mother made a plea. He made a plea, and the president just pardoned him.
He's like, "What did he do with the pictures?"
I have no idea. That's as far as I got to the story. Because then you walked in. So I was like, "Don't can't talk about that." But here I am talking about that.
You gonna walk out?
Get out. And if you hear sound effects, that's my stomach.
Seriously, yo.
You know what's funny? In the last episode, you didn't hear it.
I know.
And that outtake,
I'm shocked that we didn't hear it.
I know, because it was so loud.
But then again, so much stuff goes around us that you don't hear the show.
I know. But, you know, beginner's luck, beginner's journey.
So.
So yeah, you guys are in the basement and it is Friday. What do you got? How was your day?
Blah. I worked.
Blah.
That was it.
Damn.
Nothing special. But I got something to talk about. You got something to talk about?
I have some things I could dabble. Go ahead.
I want to talk about simulation theory.
Okay.
Simulation.
Simulation?
Like Sims?
Like with Sims?
The Sims? You ever heard of The Sims? The game? The Sims?
Like the game that you...
That you put a character in there, you gotta build a house, get a job. And
relationships and other people.
Yeah, yeah. I wanna talk about that.
Okay. Talking about The Sims.
Not The Sims, simulation theory.
Okay.
Alright, I'm gonna go into it. You're gonna be like, oh, that's what you're talking about. Alright?
Hopefully.
Okay, let's see.
Hopefully.
So simulation theory is the idea that we live in a computer simulation. That... You know, let's refer back to The Sims. We are the characters in the Sims. That's us. We are AI within a simulation. Me and you are AI within a simulation.
So you're saying the platform, this Earth, this...
Universe.
This universe.
Entire universe.
Continent, this
is
country.
Inside of a computer somewhere in some kid's desk.
Oh, my. You're talking about USS Caliber.
USS Caliber?
Caliber?
I have no idea.
Callister?
I don't know what he's in.
The fourth episode of the fourth season, first episode of Black Mirror.
Bro. Oh, yeah, something like that.
You're talking about that?
Yeah, something like that.
Spoilers, that was the ending.
But we don't know that we're in it. So there's no... I mean, obviously people went back and forth on is it real, is it not real? Because it's possible. Think about it. Think about what VR was in the 1980s. Exactly. Think about VR in the 90s. Now think about VR in the 2000s and VR today. Now imagine what VR is going to be in 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 years from now. What VR is going to look like.
Whoa, I think, didn't we cover this?
We kind of talked about this a little bit, yeah.
With the
suit.
The suit.
But that, I think that was an episode we never...
That was the Ether episode?
That was the Ether.
Damn, I got to say it again.
So simulation theory, basically, me and you are inside of a computer simulation. Proof of it is all around us, right? Now, this is me just on the drive here. Right? After hanging up the phone with you to get the milk.
I say this like 15 times. I think I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
I thought about it between that little bit of time. And I was thinking back to like stuff I heard about and read about and watched videos about.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is if you break matter down to its lowest points, it very much looks like a pixel.
Yeah.
And they're saying that an example of simulation theory, like the data being corrupted, is the Mandela effect.
Explain.
The Mandela effect. You know who Mandela is, right?
Yes.
I forget his first name or his last name. I'm not even sure what's his name. All I know is
Mandela. Is it Nelson Mandela?
It's Nelson Mandela. Very good.
This shows that together we complete a brain, sort of.
You get 1 point for Black History, your black card. So Nelson Mandela was the president of South Africa, right? When he became the president, a lot of people were like, I thought he died in prison years ago. So that's where the Mandela effect comes from. That a lot of the population says, didn't he die? And another population says, oh yeah, he became president. So another example would be peanut butter. Give me a name of a peanut butter.
A name?
Yeah, name a brand.
Of Reese's peanut butter?
Oh, those are candies. I'm talking about peanut butter.
No, they actually Jiffy's?
Jiffy. Beautiful. I like the way I'm happy they said Jiffy. Because the name of the
I can't.
The name of the peanut butter is not Jiffy. It's Jif. But a lot of people remember it being Jiffy. Wow. They're like, I remember the why. And they were like, nope. If you go back in the history of the company, it never had a Y. They never called it Jiffy. They just called it Jif.
I feel like that's racist. I don't know why. Racist. I don't know. Don't listen to me.
So anyway, there's a lot of examples. The most famous one, I think, is the Bernstein Bears. Where people remember it being spelled Bearstein. And other people remember it being spelled Bearstein.
Is MI Mattress one of them?
Excuse me?
MITTRES?
No, but that I wish it was.
they had an extra S?
That's for savings, yeah. See, I don't know. But, so basically, they're saying that a big chunk of the population remembers history one way, and another chunk of the population remembers history another way.
So these are all evidences that suggest we are, that the simulation theory is...
What they're saying is that because the reason why we remember it like that is because there was a glitch in the simulation at one point. So let's just imagine you're saving a file on your computer and it's saving and you see the save bar move over. And then all of a sudden your computer stops, resets or whatever. You're like, oh, crap.
This is not a good example. No, because wait. This happened to me yesterday.
So you put your computer back on, right? But we are the computer. We're the simulation. So while the bar was loading, populations were getting uploaded with the new memories, but then when the computer stopped, the other half didn't get the new memories. You get it? So this is what they're saying. This is their argument. They're saying this is a proof of the simulation theory.
What do you think?
I think it's quite possible. Remember, I'm the only real person here.
Right.
So I think it's possible that, yeah, we have the simulation theory. I think it's possible.
So, I don't know what to say about that, bro. That's where you have it right now. I'm like,
so check this out. What if we were living in the simulation, right? And let's just imagine somehow science somewhere in the world said, I can't believe it. You know, big news thing. News report comes, you know, a whole bunch of microphones. We want to make an announcement. We've discovered this, and we've corroborated with other scientists from around the globe. We've tested it. We've retested it. We have hard evidence, proven fact, that we are definitely living in a simulation.
What are you trying to do to the world right now? That's what I want to know. What are you trying to do?
Trying to make everybody crazy.
You're trying to... Oh, you're trying to bring down the population
numbers. Remember I told you got to get rid of
this. We got to get rid of two men. So, depressed.
Too many niggas out there
got depressed. The audience we don't even have. suicide.
So, what if... That's strange. What if news... What if scientists does that? They announce it. Me and you watching the news. We call each other right away. Yo, did you hear about the news? That simulation theory that was real? That we live in a simulation? They've proven it? That we're actually a computer program? What would that do to people? What would that do to religion? What would that do to just people in general?
Well, first of all, I want to know who's running this because I want the control. I don't want to have to go to work. Exactly. I don't have to do anything.
And then is murder murder anymore?
Oh, my
goodness. Is it? Because you're not killing a person.
Nah. That's why it can't be. 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 Who would you kill?
Who would I kill?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I have it in me.
I don't think so either.
It would have to be like I have to kill.
Yeah. But if you knew that, if this thing were true, think about that.
People don't mean nothing. But would you still they're literally holograms.
Literally. We have that theory that we, you know, I mean, I guess I do. When I'm out in the world mingling, if I'm not directly in contact with you, the chances of us knowing each other by first name, having some sort of relationship, friendship, whatever, anything, doesn't exist. Think about all the people you walk past every single day.
You know what's crazy thought, too? You walk past these people. They don't have a voice. They don't, they're not programmed to have a voice. They're just shells. They're just shells of people. They're nothing.
Right.
Until you interact with them.
That's what I'm saying.
And then what if you're programmed to interact with them? Like a video game. You see mad, you know.
You're saying that, you're saying that not only are we in a program, but we are a program.
We are the AI within the program. Each and every one of us are an individual AI. Programmed to think that is real.
Programmed to think that it's real, but not programmed to the like the detail that you and I became friends.
We don't know that. We have no control over that.
I don't like the way this is going. I'm going to be a liberal right now. And I'm going to demand you start talking this way.
Because if simulation theory is true, it could be either set the AI free, let the AI do what the AI does, and we'll just watch it. Or it could be, I want to program this group of people to do this and program this group of people to do that. With every interaction programmed, everything. And we would never know because we're living it. We are the AI. So let's say he turned off the computer today. And, you know, whoever this grandmaster is, he turns off the computer today, goes off to college, has a family, wife and kids. One of his kids found a computer in the attic. Dad, look, I found this. He goes, that's my old simulation. You press play, you put it on. It, to us, it'll just be like nothing. Like nothing ever changed. It'd be night and day. It'd just be an instant.
This is the Calvinist side of you talking. Kind of knew it. I smelled it since the beginning. We're drinking water, by the way.
So that's simulation theory.
Even though we sound like we're on something else. That's simulations. That's your first topic.
Yeah, that's my first topic. Don't worry about that. That was me. I dropped something.
All right. So what else? What else we got? That's, to me, like, how would you prove that?
I don't know. I wouldn't even know. I was listening to this podcast months ago. And they were saying how a way that this simulation that we live in today could come about would be in some far off future, some next generation of humanity said, hey, I want to see my ancestors, or I want to relive the past. And you go to a place, or maybe you could download a program on the computer, and it uploads a new Earth from the 2018. Just runs. And then somebody puts the VR, and then whoever's the real person is walking around in this earth somewhere. But we're just a system that's uploaded right now. We're just, hey, what's up? Welcome to the basement.
That's horrible.
But the real guy's running around somewhere. I don't know where he's at.
And what is he doing?
Yeah. Ready for this? It could be even more crazier. Grand Theft Auto is an open world.
Right.
What do people do in Grand Theft Auto? For fun, all the time.
Run over the old ladies.
They just go crazy, right?
Yeah.
What if these mass murderers are people just, oh my God, oh crap, yo, this game is crazy. Pick up a gun, go to the school.
Wow.
Get in the car, run over the people.
That's why I don't read too much, bro. That's why I don't read.
And then when they kill him, his VR said, game over. It's like, oh, that was crazy, yo.
That's just...
I'm just saying, if we were within the simulation, to us it would be like normal life.
If we knew about it.
Even if we didn't know about it. So like it's today. Like,
right.
We see something crazy go on in the news. And to us it's news. But to the character, the actual person playing the simulation, to him it's part of the game. Kim Jong-un meeting Donald Trump. He set that up. He's like, oh, I'm going to nuclear bomb this world. It's going to be crazy. He set that up. We would never know. To us, it's just, hey, they made peace, or they got to talk. Meanwhile, the overseer, whoever he is, whoever this guy is, the programmer, he set this up.
Damn. All right, so don't believe everything. What you're eating right now isn't real.
You know, it'd be even crazy, too. I'm going to go off a long time with this. Imagine the programmer. Imagine this, all right. Sort of like a new sort of viewing movie or show thing like Netflix, where they have like their own channel, and the programmer is called Simulation TV or whatever.
Yeah.
And they run the globe, and that's their program. And what they do is they have recordings. We would never know. It would be like an invisible camera recording us right now. And we're a show on his streaming system. And it's just... He lets the simulation run, and he just puts hidden, you know, cameras all around and just records. And there are different shows, and so right now they're just flipping through simulation TV.
Of your life.
Not just my life, but all around the globe, everybody, what everybody's doing.
Whoever they want
to
see.
Yeah, switch to Poverty Channel in China. I want to see what it's like. And it's just poverty freaking poor channel. People. I saw this thing, the reason I thought about it, because I saw this thing in, I think it's the Philippines, actually, where they dig holes in the ground. And they fill it with water. And divers go in there with a tube in their mouth, bro. Just a tube connected to some air pump that pumps air. And they put goggles on. It's mud. You can't see anything. And their job is just go deep into the water while it's flooded with water. This giant hole. And just mix up the dirt and try to pull things out. And then the people up top, they sieve through it. And they try to find gold.
Wow.
And they say that, you know, people die all the time down there. And when somebody dies in the hole, if you can't get them out, you got to shut down the hole and dig a new hole. And then the next guy does it.
Because that guy's done. Because
that guy's done. You can't get him out. You can't mine in there with his dead body. So you have to close it down. And you have to move to the next hole.
So you got an instant. So this job comes with instant burial.
Instant burial.
Provided.
And then they're saying how because of the air tube that they use, they have lung problems, and because they're underground with all this dirt constantly wet for hours at a time, it absorbs into the skin. They're having skin problems, but that's how they make money. And that's that simulation channel. That their lives are poverty stricken because the overseer wants it like that, because that's the channel people watch.
So basically, we don't even have viewers in the real world.
If we have viewers, it's the overseer. Shout out to the overseer.
Where you at?
I see you, bro.
What's going on? Please be kind to us.
Can you reload this with more money, please? Give me the cheat code, please.
And can I get a job? That's crazy. That's gonna mess with some people's minds. If they, you know, if you keep going, you might just lose yourself.
I could go for hours with this. I got so much stuff in my head right now. Because let's say we did find out. Let's say we found out we weren't a simulation.
Okay.
Scientists proved it without a doubt. Eventually, the scientists can figure out how to tap into the actual programming, and they can change reality themselves. You know what I'm saying? They can manipulate the world somehow, however they figure out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So they could change matter, like E equals MC squared, like it's a theory. They could actually do it. You know what I'm saying? With a couple touches of a keyboard, they could change reality.
A couple codes,
yeah. Wow. They could just make things pop out the sky. Want food? World hunger's over. A couple things. For the next 10 minutes, every tree is going to be made out of bread. Everybody start farming. And then as soon as they stop farming, all right, reset the program. Trees are back to normal. Then all the bread you already collected, nobody's hungry anymore.
That's crazy. You know, just to break it up, but this dark series, right? Yeah. Everything I wanted to see or thought of in terms of the sci-fi of time travel, yeah, I've seen finally in this.
What do you mean?
I can't tell you.
Are you saying that everything that you wanted from a time travel show, this has it?
It has a lot of things that I haven't seen.
Really? That's interesting.
And that's coming from a Star Trek fan. I've seen all the series, seen all the movies.
Damn, I'm curious now. Now you tapped in my curiosity. Because I love time travel stuff.
Right, so my brother put me onto it. And his suggestions, I don't know, I wouldn't say that that they're bad or they, for me they're different. His wife, we're usually at opposite ends on stuff. She's a female, right? Yeah. But she was like promoting the show, he's promoting, I'm like,
all
right.
That's like me and my wife in Star Trek. She has no interest in Star Trek at all.
Okay, so.
But this new Star Trek show, she likes it.
Based on that, I think that your wife would also enjoy the crap out of this show.
I'm gonna watch it now. I'm gonna watch Star Trek tonight because she's off work.
Nice.
So I'm definitely gonna finish watching it tonight. Did you finish watching it?
Waiting for you.
Okay. I'm definitely gonna watch it tonight.
I could watch it tonight too.
There we go.
But so this show again has scenes or things that I would have liked to see in a story based in time travel, and I'm just like, damn Netflix, damn.
They're good, right?
No. It gets worse in a good way, right? So, I try that Carbon show, and I'm like, no, Netflix. Whoever that was, don't ever talk to those people again, Netflix. Fire them.
I was watching, when I started watching, I was like, I wanted to get into it. Because I want a new sci-fi show. You know what I'm saying? And I just couldn't. It was just, I felt like it was just going in the direction. I was just like, I don't know what this is. You know? But speaking of time travel, if the Overseer wanted, he could go back in time. Easily. He could just go back in the program files. He could alter our past.
You gotta watch this series.
Okay.
You gotta watch this series. It's really good.
Overseer!
You guys should also see it. Dark, it's on Netflix. Shout out to Netflix, our proud sponsor of this episode.
Waiting for that check, Netflix.
Please. It's just $20 a month so we can cover the podcast.
Just all we need, guys.
Just to cover the subscription to podcasts. Which we are on. So another thing that I ran into, and okay, I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna, I think, open up some cans for some people, Christians, because I could already hear it in the background. So suggestions and everything that Netflix gives you, and I was just like, I'm not doing this. It's not gonna happen. But I'm like, you know what? It has a good rating, and I'm like, let's see what these people are doing, right? Mm-hmm. The show that I watched, I said, you know what? I'm going to give it one episode, and I'm out. Because I'm pretty sure I know what this is about. Queer Eye.
Okay.
Have you seen?
Is that the one where they do makeovers?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new one, no. I haven't seen the old one either.
I didn't even know that there was an old one.
I only see. Oh, no? It's an old show. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, I think it's called. Right? It's like five gay dudes that read. I mean, this is what I remember. You got some guy, whatever the guy is, five gay dudes redo his life. His clothes, his apartment.
Yes.
Okay, so it is that show.
It is that show.
Okay.
So
it was a really popular show back in the day.
So apparently, they have five seasons in. I thought this thing just came out.
Okay.
Right? So I'm like, okay, whatever, one episode. And the first episode is with Bobby Burke.
Burger?
Burke?
Okay.
No, it says Bobby Burke from the Queer Eye talks about his reputation as a hardworking member of the Fab Five. I don't know what this. It's an article. On the first episode, right? He has this guy. I don't know the guy's name, Brian, and the guy looks like I think John Adams.
The president. That's crazy.
So it's hilarious because they reference. They referenced it a few times.
Was he like the second president or something?
I don't know. I'm listen.
I need to know.
So, and they're in. So these five gay guys, they go. The first city they decide to go to is Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia. Right.
Yeah.
So you see the five guys go into a diner. Right? In the morning, early. I think it's a Saturday or Sunday. What is it full of? Old people. Old white people. I'm like, wait, you guys got an Indian? You got a black guy? This is not a good... And you're all gay? You're walking, rolling up in there? And everybody's like, ah! I was just taken back by that. Just that. But you have these, you know, these five gay individuals going in and it's Georgia. So, you know, you have certain stereotypes. You know, of the rednecks, you know?
I wouldn't imagine. Oh, I guess it depends on part of Georgia, I guess.
Yeah, I would guess. I've never been.
Because Atlanta was more urban, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know if they go just to Atlanta, though, right? So I'm like, you know, after watching the first episode, I was like, you know, and the guy was really embraced. He was talking about his loneliness. He was just going home every day and after his third divorce.
What?
Third. He would just go home and do the same routine. He would have I forgot what they call it over there, but it's a margarita and it's just tequila with, you ready for this? Mountain Dew. So the five guys, yeah, that's all, they all said that and they all almost threw up. I guess it's maybe because they had too much tequila. So the guy, you know, he's going through his loneliness. So I'm looking at I'm like, what are they trying to achieve here? And I'm like, that's pretty interesting that they're
Wait, who's John? Who's the one that is John Adams? The guy they're making over or one of the characters?
Anyways, the first over here, I just typed in season one, the episode. Sorry for the... and it says Brian Butch Speckle. I can't.
You said he's Butch?
Butch?
You can't fix ugly?
You can't fix ugly. So, this is another episode. I'm pretty sure your wife would like
the guy with the beard?
Yes, the guy with the beard.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He looks like one of the presidents.
It's so much better when I have a computer here.
Isn't that nice?
Stupid iPad. It's trying to be crazy.
So then there's the second episode.
How many episodes did you watch?
I don't know how many you watched. I think I watched three.
Jesus Christ.
I think I watched three. Or maybe I just watched two.
There's only seven episodes?
I think there's five seasons.
Wow.
You've
watched so much TV the past few days.
I have. I'm catching up.
Jesus Christ.
So then there's another guy and... Yo, you gotta watch. I don't want to spoil the third episode.
Of Queer Eye?
Of Queer Eye.
I guarantee I'm not gonna watch it.
Just watch the third one then.
I guarantee you I'm gonna watch it.
I knew it. I knew you wouldn't.
It's just, I don't find interest in it. Makeovers?
So it's not the makeovers. So the third episode, they're in, again, Georgia. And, damn, I wish you could just watch a clip. They're in Georgia. They're doing a makeover for a guy. A guy's like 290 pounds.
You said the third episode?
I think it's the third episode. What do you see when you put it up there?
I close the screen.
You close the whole entire screen. So, anyways, he's like 290, 6 feet tall, two daughters, and hold on a second.
A black dude?
No, he's not a black dude.
Try trying to find them now. Episode 3 recap. You sure it's not a black dude? Is this black dude gay? There's a gay black dude.
There is a gay black dude.
He's tall?
The black dude?
Yeah.
Yes. Alright, so... Yeah, so... It's a big, big guy. Like a big...
I think I see it right here. With a beard?
Yeah, but he has like a... what is the episode called?
Don't... Dega Don't?
Yeah.
Let me get your credit card information so I can send it to Netflix. So I can register for a month.
Are you serious?
You don't have Netflix on this?
I don't have Netflix on that. No, I don't. But I do have...
Vicious.
Look.
Hi, how you doing?
Hold on a second. So I'm just going to show you a clip. All right?
You're going hard for the show, bro.
No, I'm going to tell you why for a second.
You can't lift up the thing and disconnect it?
No, it has a safety clip. And I'm not doing all that work and getting up. All
right, so is they showing me a gay show?
That's what we're going to talk about. That mentality. Here we go.
They saw me in the back of the car and they can
they
say,
get pulled over.
Hey, what's going on here?
The black gay guy is driving.
Do they travel with a cast? Do they travel with a crew or is it just these five guys are recording themselves?
I don't know. I think they have a crew, but right now they're getting pulled over and all the cameras that are available are the ones
in the car.
In the car. They must have a lead car
that's recording them. Yeah, that's what I was
thinking too. They usually do that. Yeah, we're going technical. Ready? Here we go.
Why does he look so suspicious?
Hi, how you doing? I'm
Officer 4,
City of Monroe. Can I see your license, please?
I don't have it.
You don't have your license in your possession?
No.
Okay, why not? We're filming a show. Okay, but it's state law. You have to have your license in your possession when you're operating a vehicle.
Got it.
Okay.
They got the cams. You saw the cam in his glasses?
I'm very aware of this type of cop.
Yeah. Me too.
What?
Wait, I'm very aware. Now you want to talk about a gay show.
No, not the gay show. The
Forget
situation.
About the gay part. The situation. Yeah, go. So,
because, okay, I don't know why the cop pulled him over. Okay? Which I understand. Probably because he was black, driving a car in a white area. Maybe? Maybe the cop saw a whole bunch of weird stuff in the car. Like cameras and stuff. He's like, what is this car? It's suspicious.
I love the questions that you're asking. I love them.
Or maybe he smelled the gay in the air. It could be. He's driving by. He's like, smells like flowers and roses. Like, is that car? It smells like cotton candy? Let me pull these guys over. So, but the fact that he doesn't have his license Boom. Is enough to me to be like, the stop is justified.
Yeah, now
he
it is.
Shouldn't
it's done. Have his
Because you could have shown me license, like, all right, get out.
Now I don't even know who you are.
Yeah.
Do you belong in this country?
Yeah.
Who are you?
That's right, Trump. Go ahead.
I mean.
So what happens then?
So let's
They give him a ticket?
Question is what we were pulled over for.
Uh-huh.
You mind stepping out of the vehicle for me?
You know, yeah. No, you're not
why? Why? Because I asked you to.
I know man. Him too.
You're shooting a show, you said?
Get off the ground!
It's called Queer Eye. What kind of show is this?
The cop's
make
gay.
Over straight guys. Make over straight guys, yeah. Okay. Is his name Corey? Because I'm his nominator.
No!
Yeah! I would still give him a ticket.
I thought I was going back to Canada.
All right.
He's illegally here from Canada?
Apparently.
That's why I said we got to build a wall up there, too. You can't just discriminate and have walls at the bottom. There gotta be walls up top too.
So, anyways, his partner is getting the makeover, okay. And then they have a conversation with the black guy, and they go into the whole police thing.
Wait,
that's
wait,
going
hold on.
On
a second. I got a question. This serious what? Question. Is this your mic?
Yes.
You switched it. That's my mic over there.
Yeah, because I just flipped it around.
You know how I know?
How?
Because this thing is on wrong. That's how I know. All right, go ahead. Just keep going while I fix this.
You were listening to The Basement, ladies and gentlemen. We out. This guy is a maniático. New word for those of you who don't speak Spanish. Someone with very, very very specific mannerisms, right?
I need things done a certain way.
It has to be. There you go. There enjoy. You go. Enjoy, everyone. Enjoy that
amazing. Sorry, go ahead.
Dive into it. So later on, the black guy, he's driving the whatever his name is.
Called the car.
He's driving, no, the person they're making over, the straight guy, he's driving him back to the crib, and they go into the whole cop, and, you know, because at that time, I imagine, now I'm thinking, this was when the whole cop situation, you know, was really getting bad. I don't know when, you know, season one started, but obviously it was in the midst of, you know, this thing with cops and Black Lives Matter.
I keep closing the window.
I don't know why. But, I thought of you when I saw this segment here. I was like, yeah.
So this is the simulation you decided to watch?
Yes, this is the simulation I decided to watch.
Nigga, don't! So basically, you're showing me this show because you want me to...
I don't want you to do anything.
You want me to nominate you. You want them to come over here
and... No, actually, that's a good point because... That's basically what you did.
I know, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah,
I was
like, this is basically what you did. You're the queer eye.
I'm the queer eye.
You're the queer eye.
That's the name of the episode. I'm the queer eye.
Because if you watch the AI episode, I guess we'll release it one day, you know, so people can just be like, what the heck and how bad. But if you listen to the conversations that we had, it was pretty good.
We'll put it out.
Screw it. We'll put it out just to like.
I haven't watched it, man.
What?
I gotta see what you look like. Were you wearing a vest?
No, I was wearing a gray shirt, bro. You should see. You should. I was wearing not a vest. I was wearing a polo.
Okay.
But
hard. So wait, you look back at yourself back then?
I was like,
what the hell?
I actually did one of these. Like, I did the comparison. I loaded one video here and one video on the surface. I was like, oh man.
I'm queer.
You're the queer eye.
Hire me for season 3, guys.
You and Jesse are the queer eyes.
We should make a show.
You should.
Straight guys for the gay guy.
Straight guys for the gay guy. So go ahead. Let's go back to your theory here.
What we did was we reprogrammed your system.
Oh, okay.
That's what we did.
Or maybe you just inputted new codes.
That's what we did. We put in new codes and we let it go. So every night when you go to sleep, it's just like, he's just rethinking life.
Anyway, seeing these cops, because then they, you know, at the end of the episode, what they do is they do like the guy has this like a follow up, right? And this follow up, they're also NASCAR fans and whatever, these guys, his fellow coworkers and friends, and his sponsor, right? They all went to watch the video. So, but they're dressed like these, like big ogre guys, just like going crazy and eating and barbecuing and in a parking lot, you know, at Daytona. These knuckleheads that you see, right? So they're dressed up with these wild ass costumes that they make, and they come in and I'm just like, they're all hanging out with gay guys.
You know what I think that show does? It breaks stereotypes. Yeah. Because they paint the South like that's racist hicks. But I've been in the South. I know what it's like. It's nice, bro. You run into people like that, for sure.
That's what he was saying. That's what the cop was saying. Yeah. Like, yeah, they, you know, there is the stereotype. And you will find them here.
Yeah, they're, I've seen them.
So...
Because over there, I'm Mexican. It doesn't matter. Like, what they're like, so where are you from? I'm like, oh, I'm Puerto Rican. They're like, where's that at? I was like, Puerto Rico. They're like, what part of Mexico is that? And I was like, no. It's an island in the freaking Caribbean. Because there are people out there that they say, you ask them, oh, where are you from? And they're like, oh, I'm from Guadalajara. I'm like, oh, no, but what country? Like, where? I don't know. Never heard of the country. He goes, oh, you know, it's down south. South of America. I was like, South America? No, up more. And I'm like, Guadalajara, Mexico? They're like, yeah, Mexico, yeah. Like, they don't want to say, It's like, just saying that you're from Mexico, I don't understand, what's the big deal?
What's the problem? Yeah. Do you think, oh, say, okay, so based on that, are we more open-minded here in the North? If we think that that's all they are down there in the South?
I see what you're saying, yeah. Like, we stereotype them, you're saying.
Because this shocked me. I was like, what is happening here?
Oh, because of the gay guys in the South, whatever?
And with a cop? Yeah. And then the whole cop crew comes over, even with the first guy, I was like, and yo, he started crying.
The guy that got the makeover?
Yeah. The first guy started crying.
Was a cop? The guy that got the makeover was a cop too?
So the first episode, no, he wasn't a cop?
They got this episode.
This episode, he's a cop. Yeah, his buddy sponsored him.
Bro, we're talking about all episodes, we're talking about this one.
Talking about this one. So they're all crying. All the guys cry.
Yeah.
Except for the Indian. The Indian didn't cry.
His voice doesn't match what he looks like. I just want to say that. When I saw his face in the pictures, and then I saw his voice over there, your thing, I was like, doesn't sound like him. It doesn't match him at all.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird.
It is. But is it our stereotype?
It is. And I found another stereotype within, you know, that I was mentioning to you. Is it a stereotype? I don't know. But when I was saying, why do gay guys have to sound and alter their voice?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Granted, again, if, you know, they're doing that on purpose, they're taking hormone pills and, you know, they're...
Yeah, yeah.
That's different to me, but why do they have to... So, in this episode, there's five guys and two of them don't really act that gay.
Yeah.
They're kind of normal.
I've met a few people like that. That you kind of tell they're gay.
And then there's one that's dancing and twirling around.
Oh, God.
And it's funny as hell. I can't stop laughing when he does.
Yo, you know Milo Yiannopoulos?
No.
You gotta look into him. He's gay. He's a Jew. God, here we go. He's a alt-right, sort of. You know what alt-right is? But he's a Jew, and he's gay, and he's married to a black man. Process that. You know what alt-right is, right?
Yes. So I want to see if I can look at this guy's face. Maybe I have seen him.
M-I-L-O. Yiannopoulos. Good luck spelling that. It
wow, like it's right the there. It's yeah. Like, woo. There's no way that... Yeah, I think I've seen this guy.
Milo Yiannopoulos. Apparently, he made a lot of money selling property and stuff. So he was rich before he became famous. With his views or whatever. You gotta watch some of his stuff. He says things to piss people off. That's what he does.
Yeah, I've seen this guy.
He does have some points in some places, but some things he says, I'm just like, guy, just please. But he just does things to piss. He did a thing where he would go from college to college talking. And the name of the tour was called, I think if I remember correctly, it was called the Dangerous Faggot Tour. That was the name of his tour, bro. Just to show you that he's there to start. He just want to start problems, you know? But he's a gay dude that breaks all stereotypes to me. You know what I'm saying?
Even within his own
himself, preference. He breaks his own stereotypes. Because his views are very right-leaning, but he's gay. He doesn't believe in gay marriage. But he got married to a gay guy.
Yeah, this guy's just...
You know what he says? He goes that marriage should be a contractual agreement, not involving the church. If we force the church, then we have a problem. Forcing the church to do something that's against their religion, against their values. But if we do it within the old government, then I can see that. But we don't have to call it marriage. We can have our own thing. Why do we have to take their thing? Mm. That's what his point. That's why he says, I don't believe in gay marriage. We can have our own thing. Why don't we?
What would you call it?
Why would we copy them? What would I call it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I had to.
Come on, Noel. You're so opinionated.
Woo! Here we go. What would I call gay marriage? What about a union?
The union.
Not the union.
How would other people refer to it? Without putting the in front of it.
We're unionized.
So how does it like a new... How do you say that in the...
We're united. We are... United.
Unite. So it's united.
Yeah. Right. We're united.
What do you think, Milo?
He does say he has some good points, though. He just likes to piss people off, and it's kind of annoying sometimes.
I mean, I think he was on an interview and he just rubbed off as someone who just.
He's arrogant.
I'm just saying this because I'm trying to get your attention.
Exactly. I just want to piss you off.
And I'm like, damn, you lose with me.
Because there's him. There's a conversation with him, and he's just pissing people off. Some other lady, I forget where she's from. I think she's Canadian. But she makes solid points. And then there's another good dude that's a comedian. And these three together, they had a Q&A section, a session with them college. And listening to them all three talk to each other, to the audience, was hilarious. There was a meme that grew out of that. I think it's called Trigglypuff. Look up Trigglypuff.
Come on, bro. Are you trying to test my spelling?
Yo, listen. Y'all need to Google this too. Trigglypuff. I think it's Trigglypuff.
Oh, I just lost it. I was not that bad starting off. The legend of the Trigglypuff.
Oh, God.
Trigglypuff means...
Go to video. It's the first one. Oh, no, the second one. It's only 6 seconds long. Just put that one on.
All right, I got it.
So she...
I saw this.
So she was wildin', nigga. She was wildin', bro. She was wildin', bro.
Wow. Awesome.
So from that conversation they had, they were pissing them off. Mind you, they do this to piss you off on purpose.
Purpose, yeah.
Because they know it. Because in their minds, they're like, what you're being mad about is so dumb. So we're just going to keep pushing the button, push it until you start acting like this. And this right here is what they want, because this right here goes viral.
This makes money.
This right here is going to make you look dumb. Your whole side is going to look like fools. So that's why they do it. Yeah.
The girl's face who's recording, though. OMG.
She's like...
She is so cute, too. And she's just like, what?
Get your hate speech out of our campus. That's what they're saying.
She's... Her... The girl recording... Her face is saying two things here. What the F?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's enjoying the crap out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hilarious.
Because, they make it open, you know? So if you're... Whatever you side you're on, it doesn't matter. They don't care. They want you to come and listen.
Just sit
and
down.
That's why I like Ben Shapiro. When you watch Ben Shapiro talks and he goes to places, he says everybody's welcome. In fact, when it's time for the Q&A section, if you agree with me, you go in the back of the line. If you disagree with me, you go in the front. You ask the questions because I want to hear your opinion.
Mm.
You know? And that's why I like Ben the most, because he's very fair and tries to... And then he also says it to you. He says, the reason why I want them to ask me the questions is because these are the clips you guys put on YouTube that make me famous.
Mm.
You know? So he wants those moments, you know?
Wow. So, yeah. I was going to go into the bill that was just signed in Florida.
I haven't read it at all.
Yeah, so just to leave you with some thoughts, what the bill does, according to the New York Times, is raise the minimum age, create a waiting period, ban bump stocks, arm school employees, fund school security, expand mental health services and regulations. What it doesn't do, ban assault weapons, suspend AR-15 sales, ban high-capacity magazines, strengthen background checks. That's what we didn't get, according to the New York Times.
They make it like, I'll give you some, and I'll give you some, and I'll make it.
That coming from someone who was a member supporter of the NRA, this guy named Scott.
See, because the mental health issue has nothing to do with guns at all.
That's an issue we need to address.
That's an issue altogether that I think it was Ronald Reagan, I think it was, that did that.
We need to address that.
He stopped mental health wards.
Yeah.
He killed those. And that was a problem. But mental health wards were a problem in itself. So, but what else is it? What else it did?
It didn't do or did?
Did do.
Raise the minimum age.
What is it raised to? 21?
21. Create a waiting period.
I disagree with that, though. The waiting period was how much before?
Well, prospective gun buyers would have to wait 3 days until a background check is completed, whichever is longer.
Yeah, I figured, yeah. I remember, right? Yeah. Now, how long is it?
There would be some exceptions, including for police officers, members, and military. No, now they would have to wait 3 days.
I thought it was always 3 days.
Maybe here, maybe somewhere else, you're thinking? I thought it was always 3 days. This is Florida we're talking about, yeah. Right?
I don't know. I don't want to even talk about the gun stuff because...
Yeah.
It's a right. Same thing with speech. It's a right. Like, you can only do so much.
Again, what it didn't do was ban assault weapons.
Which I'm fine with.
The AR-15s.
100% fine with.
Magazines.
Fine with.
And it didn't strengthen background checks.
What else could they look for? As far as I understand, they look for all signs. They look for... If you have any arrest for any sort of domestic anything, any sort of violence, battery, assault, you cannot get a gun. Any sort of mental health issue, anything mental related, you cannot get a gun. Any convictions, felonies, you cannot get a gun. You know what I'm saying? Misdemeanors, they'll let you slide because all people make mistakes. You know, there's certain things that they're like, okay, we'll let you slide because sometimes when you grow up, you're stupid. You know what I'm saying? You make dumb mistakes. But mental health issue, I agree with you should not have a gun if you have a mental health issue.
Yeah.
And even after you get over the mental health issue, there should also be an extended sort of... Even after the doctor saying this guy is perfectly fine, he's perfect. Even after that, I think you should wait a few years because people snap. You should give 5 years after you're cleared. Yeah. After those 5 years, then we can allow it.
Yeah, extend the waiting period for those individuals.
I can see that. And then the bump stock, I don't like that they're taking away the bump stock because I feel like it's something that we can make. Like, that's the problem with guns, too. We can make so much of these things ourselves, you know? I was watching this video, somebody was like, if you put a spring between the trigger and the part that goes around the trigger, the guard, just a spring between this and this that pulls the trigger forward, all you got to do is put one spring... You hold the trigger slightly, and it's... He's like, bump stocks are irrelevant. It was just a way for people to make money.
Yeah, if you have an intent in mind...
Exactly, yeah.
You're going
to
achieve
your... That's what I'm saying. That's why, to me, bump stocks almost like, it's irrelevant. You're not dealing with the issue. You're dealing with... It's like saying abortions. You're not dealing with the actual... The problem is people having sex and getting pregnant, not the pregnancy. You know? That's like going, like I was saying before, I don't know if we even published it. That's like when you go to the doctors and you go, my sore throat, I'm sick. And the doctor's like, okay, I'm going to medicate you tissues. Go to the pharmacy, get tissues and medication. He's like, what? That's not going to help me? That's not the problem. That's just the...
And that's the same thing we have with so many different other issues that we're currently facing. Mm-hmm. Is that we're not getting to the root of the issue and... We're not coming up with solutions that are going to benefit us. We're so busy yelling across the other side. We're so busy yelling across the other side that we can't even sit down to discuss the issue at hand. Like, really just have a discussion without the fear of being attacked, ridiculed, just to go in and talk. Yeah. And I think that's why people don't go to...
It's do my thing. No, you do my thing. Do my thing. Nobody wants to be like, look, what is your thing? What is my thing? Let's talk about it. Let's make the best option. Let's make the... You know, because I mean, I don't know what goes on in these conversations. But I think if somebody were to say, bump stocks are so irrelevant, we can ban all bump stocks. All somebody needs to do is go to Home Depot by spring. And they got this.
Again, I don't think here is... You know, again, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but...
No, they're not. And this podcast
is what I say.
We will program you.
We will put those codes through these wires. No, I think that guns aren't the issue, obviously.
Yeah.
If you really think about it. And, you know, if we're not sitting down and coming up with a real that can resolve the issue, then we're just going to get the same.
Yeah.
The same thing over and over again. Do you think that, you know, this bill that passed for Florida from the governor, do you think other... would start mimicking it?
I do, yeah. Because that's the way it works. Everybody's scared to take the first step. Once that first step is taken, everybody's like, well, then the ghost is clear, right? I think what they do is they'll let it go in Florida. They'll give it a few months, see the people's reaction.
Yeah.
And then other states, I want to say liberal states, I think will be the first ones to do something like this.
It's crazy because what we're saying, what we're necessarily, what we're doing, what we've been doing is saying that we, the people, can't come to an agreement because we can't even talk to each other.
Yeah.
So we'll give this issue, this power, over to the government.
Yeah. Because we can't figure it ourselves.
Because we can't do it ourselves.
It's horrible.
That's the basement.
Tune in next week, guys, when we talk about zombies.
We're going to do zombies?
I don't know.
We should do zombies, bro. We should do
zombies. We might do zombies next week. Tune in. Peace.
Later.